You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane to bring you the answer to this week's mystery sound.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Okay, come here.
Was that a giggle?
Yes. I wonder how often people hear them giggle at zoos.
Hi, guy.
Hi. It's okay. He's a little shy. Oh, listen.
We asked you what that was and where you think we recorded it. To bring us the answer, we visited a research station just behind the UC Berkeley campus. At one time, it was home to 43 spotted hyenas. Now, only four remain, and not for much longer. Funding has run out, and by the end of this month, the last four will be resettled in wildlife retirement homes in Southern California and Texas. We sent KALW's Mary Reese to find out more about these unusual animals.
And you can come on in. Hi, Dusty. You're going to be quiet, huh? My name is Mary Weldley, and I'm a research specialist at UC Berkeley in the psych department, and I've been the colony manager of the spotted hyenas here.
He's a little shy.
Oh, listen.
Okay, come here.
Was that a giggle?
Yes. So, you can imagine hearing that on the fire trail in the evening, maybe, or early morning, and it's like, what is that? I'm still waiting for a whoop. Please, whoop.
Can you imitate it?
Oh, God. I can do a slow whoop. It's whoop, whoop. And the thing about it, when they're whooping, their heads are pointed to the ground. They don't, it's not like a coyote or a wolf. They stand up and their nose is usually just inch off the ground. It's really, you can feel it in your shoes sometimes if you're standing up here on the cement.
My name is Frederick Tunison, and I'm a professor in the psychology department at Berkeley. I was, you know, interested in animal communication and studying songbirds and communication in birds in general. And when I got the job at UC Berkeley, I found out that there was a colony of spotted hyenas. And it turns out that this is one of the terrestrial mammals with one of the most complex vocal repertoires. The giggle, right, which is the hyena laugh, is probably the one that's most known. And it's produced in situations where there's some amount of social tension. So it's not a, ha-ha, I'm having a good time. It's more like, I'm not really getting what I want, and there's a social situation where, I want to be part of. And the animals that are more dominant have a more steady giggle. And it's more like, you know... I imagine more like the
evil villain.
Yeah,
so.
The evil villain, exactly.
When they were producing The Lion King, they sent the people who were working on the lions to Africa, and the people who were supposed to be sketching the hyenas came here.
What do you think, Ed? Ooh. Yeah, just what I was thinking.
We had some hyenas that had their canines blunted because it was recommended by some veterinary dentist. And we forgot to tell them. And so the canines of the hyenas in The Lion King are blunter than they would be. I don't know what your opinion was of hyenas before you came here, but one of our goals has been to show people what wonderful animals they are, and they're worth conserving. Hey, come here, Cass.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, they're really sweet. You know, they all have their own personality, and they have great memories. If you hand rear a hyena, that hyena is your friend for life.
Friends for life. Our winner this week is Simon Lang. Congratulations, Simon. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, here's a sneak listen to next week's mystery sound.
So what we'll do is we'll start recording. We'll ask a question. We'll wait 10 seconds to see if we got anything. So here we go. I'll start recording in 3, 2, 1. Is there anyone in here that'd like to speak with us today?
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next Thursday on Cross Currents. To find out more, head to our website, kalw.org. Click on Audiograph. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.